We continue 19 lines up from the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We left off discussing Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer was explaining to us how we can ensure that a Parah Aduma would not be... wouldn't be sodomized or violated. And the last answer that he gave was that the mother of the Parah Aduma was watched from the time that she was born. So then the Gemara now asks, Amar Mar, Yisrael hayu mishamrim musa misha shenotra. There was a Yisrael, a Jew, who would watch the mother of the Vlad from the time that she was created. The Gemara asks, Mina yadinan, how would they even know? How would they know that this para has the potential to give birth to a para aduma? I mean, why would you even think so far in advance that this is the one who would give birth to one? Am Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana, it's almost like science. Although, not really. Kos adom ma'avirin lefaneha b'sha sha'ola alei azachar. What they would do is, they would pass a red cup of, I guess a cup of red wine or red blood before the woman, or before the male, mounts the female. And when you bring this kos adom in front of the animal, that will automatically guarantee that it will be a male. Yehachi, the Gemara asks, is that the case? Amai damei yikarin? If that's the case, but then why is it so expensive to purchase a Parah Aduma? Now you have a trick. Now you've told everyone, the cat's out of the bag. Just bring this kos adom and put it in front of the female and male, or put it in front of the female before the male mounts her, and then you know you're going to have a male cow, a male para. Where it says, well, I'll tell you why it's still expensive. Well, the truth is that even if you give birth to a Parah Aduma, it can still become pasul. Just two hairs that are brown will pasul the para. So therefore, even though there might be a trick to ensure a red cow, a red bull, nevertheless, it's not so simple to ensure that it will be the Parah Aduma, which will be roi for the Jewish people. Umayshna did who? The Gemara says, then what about, why is this any different? Again, in other words, why are we relying on Dama ben Nesina to find this para? Why are we going to non-Jews to find the cow? Just do it among the Jews. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, bimuchzekas. We're talking about We look for animals or a group of animals that have a tendency to already produce red ones. Since we know these paros are already muchzuk to give birth to other red ones, that already tells us that there's a good chance that we're in the right direction. So bringing the kos adom next to them will help the process. But you always want to start off on the right foot. In other words, with animals that already have the tendency to produce red ones. The Gemara continues. Yosi of Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha were sitting. Akila de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. They are sitting by Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Pasach had minayel va'amar. One of them began to speak by saying, "V'chein hay Rabbi Eliezer posel b'chol akrabanos kulan." That Rabbi Eliezer posled all krabanos to be purchased from idolaters because we're concerned about sodomy. Pasach idach minayel, and the other one said, how are the other ones that are arguing with Rabbi Eliezer? How would they argue? What would they say? They would say the verse in Yeshaya, Kotzon Kedar Yikpatzulach, like we had in the earlier daf, Yalu L'Ratzon Amizbuchi. That all types of animals will be accepted from idolaters. Amr Lehen, Rabbi Eliezer. So the question then is, well, hold on, Rabbi Eliezer, you're telling me that you're not accepting the animals because you're choshesh for idolaters, because you're choshesh for revia. But the pasuk in Yishai tells us that we are gonna accept the animals. So says Rabbi Eliezer, yeah, in the future we're gonna accept them. Amr lehen Rabbi Eliezer, kulam geirim gerurim heim la'asi lavo. In the future, everyone's gonna convert, and therefore even the idolaters will be considered Jewish. Rav Yosef Maikra says, Rav Yosef, what's the verse to support this idea of Gerim Gerurim, that they're all going to convert? Ki az epoch el amim safa verura. They're going to change. Epoch el amim. Everyone is going to commit themselves to Judaism. Says Amalei Rav Yosef, la'avdo shchem echad ksiv. Sorry, I skipped the line. Amalei Abaye, b'dilma me'avodes kochavim hu dehadur behu. Maybe when it says epoch el amim, it means they're just not going to commit idolatry anymore. But who says they're going to completely convert to Judaism? Amalei Rav Yosef, la'avdo shchem echad ksiv. To serve Shechem Echad, to serve one, meaning serve God. Rav Papa Masnihachi. Rav Papa has. Now we're going to quote the same story, just with a different, in a slightly different manner. Rav Papa Masnihachi, Rav Zvid Masnihachi. That was how Rav Papa taught it, but Rav Zvid teaches it in the following way. V'tarvayo Amri v'chein hay Rabbi Eliezer Posel v'chol Karbanos. Both of them, both Rav Yitzchak Navcha. Both Rav Amin and Rav Yitzchak Navcha taught that Rabbi Eliezer passed all korbanos to be purchased from idolaters, and both of them said, "Umayo sivu lechabroi le Rabbi Eliezer kol tzon kerikulak." But they both brought Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, and they both brought the question: how does he deal with tzon kedar? Am Rabbi Eliezer kulam gerim gerurim heim lasid lavos. So Rabbi Eliezer then answered, "Kulam gerim gerurim." Maikra, and what's this verse to support this? Ki az epoch elamim safa verura likro. Kulam b'shem Hashem. Maskele Rav Yosef v'dilma me'avodas kachavim hu d'hadri bei. Maybe it's only from avodah zara that they're going to turn their ways, but not completely convert. Amalei Abaye la'avdo shchem echad k'siv. So again, the same machloket, same discussion, just modified slightly. Point is that for Rabbi Eliezer, there is currently a concern not to purchase animals from idolaters because of Chashash Raviyah, and also as from Shayla's point before of Kicha. And now the Gemara is going to ask the following question. Moshe said to Paro, when you take us out of, when we leave Mitzrayim, we're going to take your Zvachim and Olos, and we're going to serve them and offer them as korbanos. So you see that you are allowed to accept offerings from, or purchase animals from idolaters and bring them as korbanos, which is a question like on Rabbi Eliezer. And says the Gemara, "Kodem Matan Torah Shaini." You can't ask questions from before Matan Torah. That's completely different. Now the Gemara is going to continue to ask more and more questions on Rabbi Eliezer, and we will get to them next time.